My Media, the voice of India. My Media, the voice of India.
Mind Media, the voice of India. ఇది భారతీయ స్వరం.
ఇప్పుడు మీకోసం నగేష్ పంచాగ్నుల గారి మన దేశం మన రాజ్యం కార్యక్రమం April 16, 2018 నాటి ఎపిసోడ్ పునఃప్రసారం.
Disclaimer: All the opinions, views in the following program, either expressed or implied, are solely of the host and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Mind Media. All the material presented by the host is warranted by the host that the work is their original contribution or they have obtained the proper permissions from the original contributors, and it is free from any copyright infringements. At certain times, the host may express their views which may be slightly or extremely biased, and hence listeners' discretion is advised.
Welcome back to Mana Desam Mana Rajyam. ఈ రోజు April 16, 2018 సోమవారం. వి గాట్ వెరీ టిపికల్ న్యూస్ టుడే విచ్ ఐఎమ్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ టు హ్యావ్ ఎ డీటెయిల్డ్ అనాలిసిస్ ఆన్. అట్ ద సేమ్ టైమ్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎ లిటిల్ బిట్ యూ కెన్ సే a controversial subject. I wanted to make sure people understand exactly what I mean, the way it is supposed to be, than pulling the legs of it left and right and taking a wrong essence out of that. Again, welcome back into the show. I am your host, Nagesh Panchagnula. First, we're going to the issue that has surfaced recently in the last week. Something similar to what we had 5 years back, the Nirbhaya Kand, something similar to that. But unfortunately, this time the victim is a minor, Sifa, the Kathua case you call it. Let us see what is happening here in this case. Okay. Whether it is right or wrong, absolutely no doubt it is wrong. Bizarre. A minor, forget about minor. A woman has no safety in the country. The situation itself is bizarre. मुलायम सिंह यादव से अरुण जेटली से लड़के तो कुछ ऐसा करते रहते हैं बेचारे, बुलशिट. इट कैन नॉट बी. द वुमन शुड फील देमसेल्फ सेफ इन दिस कंट्री एंड द रेस्ट ऑफ अस मस्ट प्रोवाइड सच एनवायरमेंट इन दिस कंट्री. अनफॉर्चुनेटली दैट इज नॉट देयर. ओके. It has to be condemned, this kind of attitude, by anyone, irrespective of caste, religion, and a national origin. This particular act, heinous act, has to be condemned. If I was given a gun, I would shoot them at sight. No doubt about it. As for Kamal Hassan, I don't want to use that word, but if one's own kith and kin is suffered under such circumstances, he would understand the pain. Even an enemy should not get into such situation. And for that, politicians supporting outright under a tricolor, heights of it, has to be condemned. Well, take a step back. what is happening? Who are the culprits? Whether Sanji Ram and his family are culprits or not, let's keep it aside for 1 minute. Whoever is responsible, of course, they have to be brought to task, no doubt about it. But let's see, there is one more culprit in this. That culprit is not the accused. The another culprit in this is the politician who is trying to make use of the situation for their own benefit, to call their scores. Let it be from BJP, let it be from Communist Party, let it be from Congress Party, let it be from any party registered under People's Representation Act in India. Let it be any party. The way they are using this particular crime and this particular incident is bigger criminal, I would say. Why would that be? They have already given it a color of a Hindu-Muslim situation in Kashmir. They have already given a color that under Modi's regime, these things are happening. I don't know whether you people are aware or not, any time one crime is caught, automatically a chain reaction, a similar crimes would surface in the country. At least 3 or 4 such news will come out automatically. It doesn't matter whether Modi is at the helm or you and me are at the helm also. Even if you or me become Prime Minister of the country, if any stray incident happens, automatically a chain reaction, a similar incident, 2 or 3 of them will surface. Because they will be copycats. Heinous people also have copycats. That is common in psychology. We should be more vigilant if sometime immediately some news surfaced. The rest of us must be more vigilant to ensure we would not be a prey or we would not be a victim for such a copycat. So it is immaterial whether it is Modi or it is Rahul Gandhi or Rajiv Gandhi or Sonia Gandhi or P.V. Narasimha Rao or N.T. Rama Rao or yourself or myself being at the helm of affairs. So keep it aside for a minute. Now here, taking the cult color of a religion, what is happening? Okay. Who nurtured this kind of hatred among people? Who is responsible? If you say Congress, I would say no. If you say BJP, I would say no. You take the name of any political party and say they are responsible for this kind of hatred among people, my answer would be no. It is collectively the political leaders, irrespective of the party, are responsible for this. It is not the party who is responsible. It is the leaders, people in the parties who are trying to use every incident for their selfish use are primarily responsible for developing this kind of hatred among us. Again, as I have already warned you ahead, let us not drive this discussion into a Hindu-Muslim issue. Let us see the incidents as a minor girl has been victimized brutally and the person, whoever it is, irrespective of his caste, creed, national origin, must be brought to task. No doubt about it. Must be brought to task. But how, when, where, by whom are the questions? Let us see what is happening. It is quite natural the way these political parties are trying to give the color of the religion to this. Justice will never be done. Justice will not be done. What is happening here? Such a cold-blooded, premeditated incidents. They have even gone to an extent of creating an alibi. Of course, the alibi went flat. That's a different thing. They even went to an extent of creating an alibi. Now, I have my full sympathy for that girl who got brutally victimized by the, I don't even want to call these men. These are demons. These are demons. But before that, there is another big crime that has happened. For the past 70 years, we have started drawing lines among ourselves by the virtue of religion. Every election in India, in the last 70 years of independent India, are primarily based on only two items. One is the religion, second one is caste. Polarization of votes by caste, polarization of votes by religion, appeasement of a religion, supporting one religion, building hatred in another community, exploiting the communal differences, exploiting the social differences. Yes, we all know that India is a diversified country with people from different religions, different faiths have come together. That is our strength, but at the same time that has become our weakness. Now, there are people who endorse these kind of crimes, not because they don't like people, they don't like the other party, because they hate the religion. That is the problem in India. We draw lines based on religions. And today, I've been watching TV in the last 24 to 48 hours. Everywhere, they say, Modi ji aaye, crime on women have been increased. No, crime on women were always on the rise, irrespective who is there at the helm of affairs. Let us do a small analysis of a crime. See, take an example of you are in an auditorium where lights are off. A decent gentleman or a decent girl will blow the whistle and will shout, will make funky, freaky noises. But imagine in the same auditorium when the lights are on, there will be pin drop silence. Why? When the lights are on, there is a pin drop silence. When the lights are off, there is a hell of a noise. they want to burst the pressure inside them and they want to bring it out, but they don't want to be identified, is the secret clause of that. That's why Swami Vivekananda said, personality is not what you are in front of people. The personality is what when you are alone in a closed room. Your true personality is what you are when you are alone in a closed room. It is not what you express yourself in front of public. So here, for most of these kind of heinous crimes, let it be robbery, let it be theft, let it be burglary, let it be rape, let it be murder, let it be stealing something, or let it be deceiving something, cheating someone, you name any crime, most of the crimes. The criminal always would like to hide himself and not be recognized. So in most of random crimes, the criminal is a stranger in the place of crime, but a victim has been followed thoroughly and understood. A person who would like to settle down in a particular city, chances of he committing crime are very minimal. People who are floating today in this place, tomorrow at some other place, there is no specific place for them. Such people, the studies show, tend to be criminals more. That is one type of crime. Second crime is what we had in Kathua case, the Asifa. This is totally premeditated crime with a hatred built within one's individual. The Nirbhaya Kand was a first category crime where the victim is not known to the criminal, but they followed. Whereas this particular crime, victim is targeted. Cold-blooded crime, premeditated. I don't want to say Nirbhaya crime is of a less intensity, no. But I definitely would like to say Asifa or Kathua crime, what happened in Kashmir, is more serious in nature, which is more dangerous to the country. Here the question is not BJP or Congress, but these criminals, not the ones who are accused in this crime, these political criminals who are trying to use this particular crime for their whims and fancies, and to charge one another against their benefits, are even more dangerous to the country. The poor girl Asifa was prey to those demons. The rest of 125 crore Indians are becoming prey to these demons, the political demons. That's the problem we have today. Lot of messages going on WhatsApp, lot of SMS. Now the question of humanity is coming into picture. If you are human, share this message. I don't know. I take this liberty to read one or two messages, which I don't want to do that actually, but let me see. I forgot. Asifa Banu story, and he says, Chala Yel Nunchi Muslim Lapai Kaksha, This is bizarre, the kind of information which is being circulated is to invoke somehow communal differences and benefit from that. I'm not getting that message. I wanted to circulate one message which was not good. I didn't like it. I don't want to endorse that. What happens to your humanity? What is the humanity got to do here? Is a brutal demon? Hold him, punish him. Now the question is, someone was asking, let's make our laws even more stringent. What more stringent you can do? You got Nirbhaya Act. Crime did not stop. What can you do? The foundations of our jurisprudence and foundations of our democracy, let 100 criminals escape, one innocent should not be punished. That's the reason there is no quick justice. We have no meaning to the sentence, justice delayed is justice denied. Of course, our judiciary is working in between these clutches. Nirbhaya can't. Four people identified, arrested, charged, proven guilty, convicted, were given an opportunity to appeal. High court rejected their appeal and confirmed the judgment of a trial court. Were given opportunity to appeal in Supreme Court. Supreme Court rejected their appeal, confirmed the same punishment. They were given death penalty. Supreme Court rejected their appeal. Now they have filed a review petition in Supreme Court that is pending, and they still hold an option of mercy petition before the President of India. These are all the rights that country offers to one and all, irrespective of your religion, caste, creed. These are legal options, rights you have. Fundamental right. Right to appeal. So the end result, it is more than 5 years. I think approximately 5 plus 6 years, I guess. Still, the Nirbhaya did not get justice. Now, what does that mean? If you hang those four criminals who victimized Nirbhaya, do you think Nirbhaya gets justice? According to me, Nirbhaya gets justice if another Asifa was not there. The justice to Nirbhaya would be, there should be no incidents like that repeated in the history of India forever, then Nirbhaya gets justice. Do you think this Sanjiram and the whole family, even if they were shot at sight, Asifa gets justice? No. Asifa gets justice if every Indian can move freely on road without a fear of getting victimized for a rape. Then these girls will get justice. Who can give that justice? Do you think law can give that justice to them? Do you think courts can give the justice? Such justice is only possible by you and me. How? Do not fall into the trap of these politicians. Do not fall into the trap of politicians. Who have already tried to use religion as a shield and build hatred among ourselves. You want to buy a house in an old city of Hyderabad, you are scared. I'm a Muslim area. So what? A Muslim doesn't want to buy a house in a regular area. There's a lot of Hindus, no Muslims. So what? There is equality. Who is drawing these lines? I will come to the same issue in the next episode, next issue also, that another judgment has come out on Makkah Masjid blast. We talk about that too. Same problem. Don't see Asifa and the blasting at Makkah Masjid are two different incidents. The nature of crime may be different, but the culprit is same behind both these crimes. That is, political parties building hatred into the public. These political parties building hatred among people is the major culprit. Sanjiram might be an instrument. Asimananda might be an instrument. But the major culprit is the religious divide we have developed in 70 years in India. That is a major crime. You draw lines between Dalit, BC, OC. We talk about unity and integrity, but we never show that in practice. We talk a lot on unity and integrity, but we never show that in practice. Rather, we don't want to show that in practice. Had there not been such an animosity, would such crime occur? Don't compare the crime of Asifa with the crime of Nirbhaya. Crime of Asifa is more dangerous because it is cold-blooded, premeditated crime. Don't compare the blast of Makkah Masjid with another blast that regularly happens because of some terroristic qualms. This is premeditated crime. Whoever has done it, it doesn't matter whether he is a Hindu or he is a Muslim. They are premeditated crimes. And the main culprit behind this is the politician. Because he is solely responsible to build such a hatred among ourselves. He's solely responsible to build such a hatred among ourselves. We'll do a compare and contrast between what happened in Kashmir and what happened in Hyderabad. These two incidents, and then I will establish the fact that how politician is responsible for this, and then as a citizen what we should do. Let us take the situation of Hyderabad Makkah Masjid blast. A blast in Makkah Masjid, place of worship, Muslim men were tortured, arrested, kept behind bars 10 years, 12 years back. Later they claimed that some Bangladeshi agency, a terroristic network, was behind this act. Later there was questions, it was politicized. This all was done under Congress helm. Again, I'm not trying to shield BJP and then blame Congress. Both of them, old wine in new bottle. Simple. Dundu, Dunde. Then, all of a sudden, the case was given to CBI, then it was sent to NIA. 12 good years, 10 people were accused, charge sheet was filed on 5 of them, more than 200 plus, I think 286 evidences were questioned, cross-examined in the court. To all good, valuable years. An ultimate result is prosecution failed to establish the guilt. Okay. Act has occurred. Incidents has taken place. Someone has done it. Okay. Let these people be acquitted. Welcome. At least can we say now, the judiciary has done their duty judiciously. National Investigation Agency has done their job piously. If so, if 5 innocents were liberated, acquitted, I welcome it. Now it is the responsibility of the police to answer me 2 questions. Question number 1. If these people are innocent, who is responsible for this act? Who and how we identify them now? Because most of the investigating officers who are there in jobs now, assuming that there is a lot of recruitment that went on in the last 12 years, most of the people must be school-going kids. Most of these inspectors who have taken charge today must have been school-going kids then, 2007. The crime scene is modified. Basically, the timeline has gone. We have to only surface through the collected data. There will be no first-hand information. The memories of the people is wiped out or influenced. How can the investigation guarantee that they are going to do justice? They are going to find the accused. Question number 2. If these 5 people, Swami Asimananda, Bharat, Chaudhary, Devinder Gupta, and I think there's another person, I forgot his name. If these 5 people are acquitted,
how is the government going to compensate the pain and agony and the suffering that they went through the 12 years? Similar thing happened recently. One of the guy in Ayesha Mira murder case has been acquitted by High Court, after trial court convicted, but by the time 10 valuable years are gone. The precious life of that boy is ruined. The 10 lakh, 15 lakh compensation the government is going to give, do you think it's going to really compensate the 15 years, 10 years of life that is ruined? Is it going to compensate the sleepless nights that the person must have gone through? And height of it, after the judgment, the judge has resigned. We need to see why and what are the circumstances which force the judge to resign under personal reasons. Yeah, judge might be under enormous pressure of dealing with such a case. Maybe. We need to see what are the reasons. But the question here is not whether there is a blast in Makkah Masjid or a girl has been raped in Kashmir or Unnao or Surat or Hyderabad or Delhi. These incidents punishing the criminals may give solace to some people, but it is not going to be the end of the problem. It's not going to be the end of the problem. I insist today through this Mind Media and Manadesam Manarajyam platform, let us all quit religion from India. You restrict and arrest the religion only to the four walls of your house. Neither you bring the religion out onto the roads in India, nor you allow any political party to bring the religion out onto the roads. Make religion a purely private thing. Have faith in any religion you want, but do not let it cross the four walls of India. You live that way for 6 months in India, I guarantee you there will be no Nirbhaya, there will be no Ayesha Mira, there will be no Asifa in future in India. Guarantee you that. Take religion out from your life. Have any faith, but restrict it to your four walls. Do not bring it out. You see how India will change then. How India will change. Believe me, this religion is, I would rephrase the sentence, the politicians are using religion as a trump card to achieve their goals. At whose cost? At your cost. Draw a line. Give a checkmate to the politician. Hey, you cannot fool me anymore. On the name of religion, I will not be sold. You cannot build hatred in me based on religious whims and fancies of your own. from 2 MPs to 300 MPs, you need Ram Mandir. To come to power, Rahul Gandhi says, I am Janevudhari Brahmin. In public, our famous U-turn uncle from Andhra Pradesh, Chandrababu Naidu, says, Yavaraina Dalitil Intlo Puttalani Anukuntara. And he conducts programs like Dalita Tejam. And he says he is going to safeguard the interest of Dalits. This is the two-tone, dual color of our politicians. One side, they probe you They try to use every incident that happened to their benefit. If Supreme Court says something on SCST Act, they say BJP is ruining the protection. What is it you have done, my dear? Give a checkmate to all these politicians, irrespective of who they are. If you observe really well, out of 540 plus constituencies of parliament in India, in the last 70 years, majority of the time, the parliamentarian is from some same family. Depending on the national trend, he switched parties. More than 60% of people in India, the parliamentarians, have represented more than one political party, but they are from the same constituency. There are certain constituencies where the person has been representing for the past 40 years. But he represented that constituency through every political party that is in existence. So they want power, irrespective of how they get it. Today, they can call Sonia Gandhi as a demon, and tomorrow they can call goddess. One day they can call that they will have Modi arrested if he enters Andhra Pradesh. Second day they can go, Modi sir, we would like to be contesting the elections together. We are trusted friends. This is the kind of a political color the politicians have today. If you really want to see a safe India where no girl is victimized, first of all, stop trusting these politicians. Remove religion from your menu card in public. Keep religion restricted within your four walls. Take a short break. Come back with some news on Karnataka and conclude the show for today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back in Manadesam Manarajya.
Sri Krishna Gari, Colors of Music album Nundi, 1 minute music bite.
ఇది భారతీయ స్వరం.
వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు మన దేశం మన రాజ్యం. లెట్స్ స్టీర్ బ్యాక్ ఇన్ టు వాట్ ఈస్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ ఇన్ ఆంధ్రప్రదేశ్ టుడే. ప్రత్యేక హోదా, ఆంధ్రుల హక్కు, వన్ థింగ్ ఆల్ ద పొలిటికల్ పార్టీస్ వర్ సక్సెస్ఫుల్ ఈజ్ టు ఇగ్నైట్ ద సెంటిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ తెలుగు పీపుల్. Once again, Telugu people fell into the trap of local politicians and got into the soup. Why? నేదర్ తెలుగుదేశం నార్ వైఎస్ఆర్ కాంగ్రెస్ పార్టీ క్యాన్ గెట్ స్పెషల్ స్టేటస్ టు ఆంధ్రప్రదేశ్ ప్రైమరీలీ ఫర్ వన్ అండ్ ఓన్లీ రీజన్ ఈస్ దే షుడ్ గెట్ ద బెనిఫిట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎయిదర్ బీజేపీ ఆర్ కాంగ్రెస్ పార్టీ. That's all. If anyone can give a special status, it is only central government that can give special status. Central government is the only one that can give special status to the Andhra Pradesh state. Neither YSR Congress Party nor Telugu Desam can form a government in center. Because they don't have that strength. And the so-called third front is out of question. So, you are blaming both the parties today. Congress has cheated, hence they paid the price. BJP has cheated, they are going to pay the price. So, okay. Then who is going to give you special status? Coming back to the question of special status, special status has been given to some 11 and odd states in India. There is a condition that they have to be mountainous terrain, and there are a few conditions. Andhra Pradesh does not fall in that. As of now, the fact is, even if Telugu Desam or YSR Congress Party are allowed to become Prime Minister and form the central government for one day, even if they are allowed to, like in that movie Nayak, where one press reporter will be made chief minister for one day. Even if Chandrababu Naidu or Jagan Mohan Reddy are made prime minister of the country for one day, and even if they want to sign the special status for Andhra Pradesh, under the given law they cannot do that. First they have to amend the laws. Then how can they demand for something which is not right? Okay. Then why did they make a promise? That's a big question. Yes, you can ask that. It was given promise made by the Prime Minister, the then Prime Minister, the Congress Prime Minister made a promise. Who is cheating whom? Why did you keep quiet for all 4 years?
And why are you holding to the power still? Chandrababu Naidu, along with Chief Minister, he is also chairman to one of the central functionaries. You don't like it, come out. You denounce everything. Why did you pass a resolution in assembly thanking the central government for the packages that were awarded to you? Why did you not remember all these on that day, 2 years back? Whom are you cheating? Now, YSR Congress Party five of its MPs have resigned for their post. They went on hunger strike, fasting unto death. Fortunate for them, unfortunate for public, their hunger strike was set aside by the police. One first wicket fell because 74 years of age, diabetes. Second day, second wicket. Third day, third wicket. Fourth day, fifth day, the test match is over. 5 days. The hunger strike is over. Even now, Jagan Mohan Reddy asks, let your 15 MPs also sit on hunger strike. Another 5 days or another 15 days. So what happens? Now Jagan Mohan Reddy must answer one question now. They have submitted, their MPs have submitted resignation. Did they at least make one phone call to the Speaker of the House or office of the Speaker and inquire whether their resignations were accepted or not? If not, for what reason? And when can they be accepted? Did they inquire that? So who is cheating whom? They know for sure that no elections will come in the next 1 year. You may ask a question. If no elections will come, then why did not Chandrababu ask his MPs to resign? Chandrababu is already in a mess of following YSRCP. People are slowly renaming the U-turn to S-turn, double U-turns. So this is the kind of political environment that we have around us, which is also equally dangerous. So the politicians must be trained, taught a lesson. Politicians must be taught a lesson today, irrespective of political parties. They change their parties. Now let's throw some light on Karnataka elections. Again, the religion is playing a major role. On that day, 2 weeks back, when we have given a preliminary analysis, we were saying around 130 to 136 seats to BJP. On the day one gentleman has questioned how bold you are giving this speculation. Today I ascertain that. It is confirmed. Now the BJP is going to form the government in state of Karnataka. Why and how? I'll give you more details in next show. But I give you prelims today. I believe, I don't know what happened. I believe BJP sources are successful making JDS stand separate not to join hands with Congress or with BJP. That is step one, which is positive to Bharatiya Janata Party, because the votes which would normally not come to BJP would go to Congress, but now they go to JDS. The anti-incumbency vote that is there against Congress would come to BJP, because people in Karnataka know JDS is not strong enough to form a government. So they don't want to cast their vote to a person who cannot form a government. Hence, that anti-incumbency vote will turn towards BJP. Now there is a catalyst to this whole equation. Asaduddin Owaisi today said he is not going to contest in the election in Karnataka. Rather, he would support JDS and even conduct public meetings, ask people to vote for JDS. That is going to be a big bonanza for BJP. If AIMIM vote joins Congress, Congress stands better chance of winning. If AIMIM doesn't join with Congress and they stay separate, they are going to enhance the result of BJP. Because the factor cannot influence JDS to get more seats. But now see the tricky situation here again, how people, politicians are cheating public. AIMIM on one way says BJP as well as Congress, both of them have failed and they want to support JDS. Now what happens? If there is a hung assembly in Karnataka, JDS has to support either BJP or Congress, or must take support from BJP or Congress to form a government. Then whom are they supporting? So anyhow, I'll give you a detailed analysis in next Monday. But with the kind of trends that are going on, the way Congress has given their seats, the way there is a dissent in Congress, and the way public in Karnataka are looking at the local issues now, slowly they started taking lead. The bumpy roads, I think slowly in the next 1 week, the caste card will take a back seat and the rest of the things will come forward. And being a triangular contest in most of the constituencies, I would still stick to the count of 136 that I have given last time. I would probably revise it in the next week to 10 days, depending on how things go on. But still, I am of the gut feeling that Bharatiya Janata Party is going to be forming the next government in Karnataka. Anyhow, I would sign off from the show today. It's almost getting 10:30. Once again, I have my sympathies to all those girl and woman victims of recent incidents. I condemn all those incidents. Those people, whoever are responsible, must be brought to justice, must be punished. But punishing them is not, once again I am telling you, is not giving justice to these victims, ensuring there will be no more such crime in India, then the justice will be done to these victims, these girls. To do that, I once again appeal to all of you to remove the religion, quit religion today, restrict the religion to your four doors, four walls of your house, never bring the religion public, and condemn all those people who tries to play the card of religion. Teach a big lesson to the politicians, because more than the criminals, these politicians are bigger criminals and more dangerous to the nation. Let it be blast of Makkah Masjid, or let it be the stray, the rape incidents of Kathua, Unnao, Surat, Hyderabad, Thane, any place. Let's pray and hope that there will be a safe India for women, and let there be the spirit of true independence in our country. Thank you once again for tuning in today. I'm your host Nagesh Panchagla, signing off from Manadesam, Manarajyam. This is 16th April 2018. You can listen to the archives of these shows from Mind Media website. They'll be posted normally in a couple of days. You want to share your views and opinions, you can send me an email at azadhindfouse1943@gmail.com, or you can even send your message and your view and opinion on Facebook Mind Media page. These archives are also placed on audioboom.com as a podcast. You can listen to them from there too. Once again, this particular program is also rebroadcasted a couple of times on different time zones in US and India. Once again, thank you very much for tuning in. I am your host Nagesh Panchagla, signing off for the show.
ఇప్పటి వరకు మీరు విన్నారు నగేష్ పంచాగ్నుల గారి మన దేశం మన రాజ్యం కార్యక్రమం April 16, 2018 నాటి ఎపిసోడ్ పునఃప్రసారం.
మైండ్ మీడియా ది వాయిస్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా. ఇది భారతీయ స్వరం.